And welcome to the If They Can Do It podcast, the podcast that interviews absolutely ordinary people who do extraordinary things and wants you walking away thinking, hey, if they could do it, so can I. And you know what? This is another episode that is not an interview, and that's because it's holiday time, right? Like, people are busy, schedules are nuts, but I did want to continue to put out episodes and bring value. And so this past week, I asked on my Instagram, specifically those people who are in Gen Z, and I asked them, like, what kind of problems, what sort of things are you facing? And I was amazed at some of the answers to that question. And so, you know, there might be an episode here or there where I'm just tackling some of those questions. And I'm not an expert. I'm not, you know, I'm not a PhD, anything like that. But I can certainly encourage. I can certainly at least let you know what I've learned, or give you a thought process that I would go through in order to answer the question. And so the first question that really caught my eye, and I've seen Gen Z kind of go through, and I mean, it's not even specific to Gen Z. I mean, so many people have gone through, in particular over these past couple years, because it's been crazy for everybody. And that question is, how do you not feel helpless, and how do you not feel hopeless with all of the issues being as large as they are, and you don't feel like you can solve them? Wow. Like, that is a huge question. And actually, quite an important one. And the more that I thought about it, that question is going to be central and even more important the longer that social media is around. That doesn't seem to be going anywhere. And communities and movements are built online. And so there's a couple elements that I was really wrestling with. First off is the idea of the internet and social media. Big issues are more at the forefront of people's minds as it relates to this generation more than ever. And discussion about these things are happening on a grander scale more than ever. And so to an individual who wants to make the world a better place, when you're talking about issues like global warming, when you're talking about issues like racism, it is no wonder that somebody can feel overwhelmed and go, gosh, what the heck can I even do to help this? Particularly when our communities are now international, this whole big world on the internet, when before our communities would be our neighbor. And if our neighbor needed help, if they needed a meal, if they needed $5, we would just simply help them, and we understood how to make a difference in our community. And so I do think that this is something that needs to be tackled. And so the first question that really popped into my head when tackling this issue was really being honest about if you really care about the issue versus you really know that the internet is telling you you're supposed to care about the issue. You know, so many topics, right? Like global warming, we're all supposed to care about global warming. And of course, like, I don't think anybody is like for pollution, or everybody wants to do it the best way possible. And we have disagreements on what that might look like. But, you know, you're supposed to care about this thing, or you're supposed to care about that thing. Is it something that really you are passionate about, that you really want to tackle on a grand level? Because if you don't, I really think that the decisions in your life are really going to reflect it. And so to help you answer that, because it could be kind of muddy, is if I say that I care about something and it is a moral thing to me, it is a moral issue, then, you know, what am I doing? Are my daily decisions lining up with that? And not that you have to be this activist, or not that you have to be, you know, crazy, just out there like, you know, 2, 3, 5 hours a day, but is it in your list of priorities on a daily basis? And if it's not, then that's okay. That is okay. Part of your anxiety is probably because you're forcing yourself to want to care about something that you don't really. And so if the answer is that, you know, this is not on my priority list, you can then lay your emotions down and lay that burden down and work on things that are a priority to you, because there are a lot of important issues and there are a lot of priorities that you can have that are equally as good and that will feed you. And so really going through that process of do I care about it is a very important process. The second thing is that let's say you do. Let's say you really do care about it. I think that it is very important to understand that if you do care about this big, gigantic issue that is out there, you know, whether it's racism, whether it's, you know, poverty, whether it's, there's all these injustices that are happening, right? Whether, no matter what it is there, what is your role in that solution? Because it is so easy to feel like whatever you do has to be the big solution to the problem. And you really have to mark out, like, what is your role? What is your work to do in order to help solve the issue? And that is actually a very practical thing. That is a huge thing, because if what is in your hand is simply reading about the topic, right, and learning more about the topic, fantastic. Like, you are now more informed, but you don't have to, like, you don't have to go shout on social media. You don't have to go do those things, because that's not really where you are yet. If your role is to get more educated, fantastic. Because you do have to go through a process of learning more and learning how to take more responsibility when it comes to that solution. So let me give you an example. Let's say you're really stoked about the environment, right? You could spend your time debating large scale legislation. You could really do that. And that's fine. And I'm not against anybody doing that, but that's not everybody's role. And I think particularly with that issue, that is the thing that everybody defaults to, is like, yes, this thing on Twitter. Yes, this thing on social media. But I also think it's equally important where if you care about the environment, if you care about taking care of the earth, then what is your household doing, right? Are you recycling? Are you taking some steps? And it doesn't, I mean, I'm not saying if you don't do these things, you don't really care, but like, what's the one step that you can do consistently that you can add on to and build and start picking up more and more and more responsibility? Because as time goes on, here's what's going to happen. You are going to run into a wall, or you are going to, you're going to hit a problem that you're going to need to solve. And those problems, as you hit them and as you take on more responsibility, is actually going to result in innovation that's going to need, that's going to help solve the problem that you're wanting to. And so, you know, baby steps, working on what is in your hand, not undervaluing what is in your hand, and putting yourself in a position to help, to be able to take that next step and to be able to say yes when you need to. If it's getting, you know, if you're not in Gen Z and you own a house, or even if you are in Gen Z and you own a house, you know, what steps do you want to do? Maybe you want to go solar. Maybe you want to go, you know, all those things. What are the baby steps that you need to do to move in that direction to be able to do that? Because the more responsibility you pick up, the more impact you can have. But you can't pick up responsibility that isn't yours. And that's where a lot of that anxiety comes from. And so it's just taking those baby steps And I'll tell you a story about that. You know how much my grandfather means and meant to me when he was alive. And, you know, part, one of the lessons that he gave me was, hey, son, always, hey, Isaac, always have cash on you. Always carry cash. And that was really important, like always have a little bit of something. And it was simply because when he grew up, he saw a lot of people be hungry but not have food to eat. And so it became very, very important to him to always have cash on him. So if somebody needed help or if somebody wanted something, like me being one of his grandchildren, if I said, hey, I want an ice cream cone, he never had to say no. He had the cash and he was able to do that. Even just a $20 bill, if there was somebody who couldn't pay for their lunch, he was able to meet that need, right? And these are just little things, little problems, but I will tell you, when it came time for my grandfather's funeral, making that little decision, controlling what he could and making that a priority, the same way that you would make tackling these big problems a priority, when it came time for his funeral, it was this huge cathedral filled with 300-400 people just in this cathedral that was just like, wow. He impacted all of these people because of this principle of being able to help, being able to talk and listen. I mean, he would talk to anybody. And so whatever problem, whatever issue you see, for him, it was the fact that, you know, people are hungry and they don't have the cash to have on hand. So he wanted to have cash on hand for that instance. For you, it might be something else. It might be this big problem. But I promise you, doing a little thing, if you care about it and you decided that you care about it, will make a huge, huge difference. Impact. Don't carry weight that you weren't supposed to carry. There's no way my grandfather would have been able to carry cash if he didn't have it. And so he couldn't carry that burden if he didn't pick up that responsibility to have cash in his pocket. And so pick up the responsibility that you can right now. Get good at that. Steward that responsibility so that you can pick up more later. All right. Well, hey, thank you so much, so, so much for listening. I know these little micro episodes have been coming out, and we'll do more. And I hope that this has been helpful to you. I just want to encourage you. Hey, remember, subscribe, not just because more subscribers, but because that is how the game is played. More subscribers means that this message can get out to more people. And hey, do something to make yourself proud this week, okay? Haha.